On Tuesday, emergency crews responded to a report of a lost swimmer in the upper Hudson River. A group of teenagers had been jumping off a concrete pier underneath Stillwater Bridge Road. The span is located on the border of Saratoga and Rensselaer counties. Saratoga County Sheriff Michael Zerlo said the lost swimmer, a 15-year-old boy who had not been identified as of Thursday morning, had jumped into the river, surfaced, and then disappeared.
Hot day. Kids were going into the water. Our victim had jumped in, resurfaced, and the other teenagers that were with him saw him come back up, then saw him go back under again. They immediately called 911. Stillwater Police Department was the first on the scene. We were second on the scene.
Multiple other agencies also arrived. Zerlo said his department's dive team was mobilized and the body of the victim was recovered. An autopsy was scheduled for Thursday morning. The boy was swimming without supervision. Zerlo asked all swimmers in an area without a lifeguard not to swim alone and exercise caution. The incident follows two other recent drownings. On July 4th, 12-year-old Dominic LaFountain drowned in Sacandaga Lake in Fulton County. LaFountain reportedly slipped from a shallow area into deeper water after swimming with family. He was later found by a dive team under 11 feet of water. A week earlier, 16-year-old Connor Reynolds died after a fall at the Postinkill Gorge in Troy. Troy Fire Chief Tom Garrett said the boy was swimming with friends and was told he slipped and fell into the water. Garrett told TWC News that divers were needed to retrieve the victim.
That's a hard rescue. The individual was trapped underwater. We put divers in there that they had to free him and get him out.
Another man died at the Postinkill Gorge in August 2014. Kimmy Venter, a spokeswoman for the American Red Cross in Albany, said even people who are competent swimmers should take extra steps to be safe when swimming in an unsupervised area.
Being prepared, mentally preparing for what you might do in the case of an emergency. Do you know how to get out of the water quickly? Would you be able to call 911? Does somebody with you know CPR?
Venter said drowning is the second leading cause of unintentional injury or death among children, and according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, an average of 10 Americans die every day of accidental drowning. Venter echoed Sheriff Zerlo's sentiment of knowing your surroundings. She also suggested using life preservers in unsupervised areas. The Red Cross offers swimming lessons, CPR, and lifeguard certification programs. Zerlo said although the group in Stillwater managed to call 911 immediately, it was unfortunately too late.
So don't go alone. You know, go with a group. Know your surroundings. Know the body of water. And don't jump into a body of water off a bridge.
For swimmers looking for a safe place to swim, the New York State Office of Parks, Recreation, and Historic Preservation has a list of statewide swimming areas and hours. There's a link at wamc.org. Reporting from the campus of Skidmore College, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.